Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
In your face. In your face, sir. In your face, sir.
That's respectful.
In your face.
Respectfully. Respectfully. In your face. DP, one-on-one. 11 o'clock, Tuesday. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. The weather looks fantastic. Enjoy it while you can before clouds and precipitation show up and arrive and ruin all things gold and glorious. I should do a whole show speaking as such. No, I'm not. The Starter Hit Me text line, 402-464-5685. You want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit me up. Hit us with a what's up and fist bump. And we'll include you in the conversation. Why? Because we love you like that. We do. We're inclusive here. We want to consider you. We want you to be considered. But there's responsibility with such perks. You must have something of quality to say. Give us something. Give us nutrition and nourishment for our souls. Do not just pour water into a pot and boil it. Give me something to consume. We demand as such. You can follow on all the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you want to be a part and see what's happening, you can. If you have not downloaded the Ticket app, do so. Please do so, so that we can go with you wherever you go, whenever you go. We'll be there. Also, follow on all the social medias, all of them. If you don't follow, please do so now. Greatly appreciate it, because it is a small request. A couple of things in local business and local news that we want to put out there for you. And the Lincoln Stars are looking for billet homes. They're looking for billet homes. You know, folks that can host hockey players over the course of the season. And in asking that, they're asking you to reach out. So you just go to the Stars website and there's a button there for you to click that will guide you through. There are perks and benefits to being a Lincoln Stars billet family. And I think it would be a good, it's one great representation. You know, maybe you have, kids who have gone off to college and you have room, or you have kids who have grown up and decided to do another thing, be in another place. But the billet homes are important to the process for the Stars. So shout out. Happy anniversary, Coach Russo, by the way. June is a big anniversary month. A lot of people got married in June and in July. So bravo. But the read is as follows. The billet family is a home where a player lives during the season. Billet families are given a generous stipend each month to help offset expenses. Billet families may be two parent, single parent, occasionally an empty nester. The common denominator is desire by the family to make a difference in a player for the Lincoln Stars' life. And can you billet more than one player? The answer is yes. Multiple players can share transportation expenses, often provides company for each other. The only requirement is that each player has an adequate space, living arrangements. Each player is expected to have his own bed, closet, and dresser, and accessible access to the restroom. So again, go to LincolnStars.com for more information on that. I greatly appreciate it because it's a great thing. There's also boxing at the complex this month. I'll pull that up and go through it as well. The Salt Dogs. So we had our first of the season BP with DP. The second will take place next Friday. Next Friday, 3 p.m., as the Salt Dogs take on Winnipeg. And it's a great night. One, because it's fireworks Friday, post-game, right? Free shirt Friday. So you get shirts, and that's a special one because that is, this is a night, they're the Walt Dogs that night. Disney-themed jerseys and shirts. They will have Disney-themed shirts selling at all the concessions, and they will give out T-shirts as well over the course of the thing, souvenirs for fans who arrive early. BP with DP, I know that Pete Ferguson put himself out there and took on the challenge. Sherelle Farley took on the challenge. I know that in August, the boys from Early Break have committed to doing BP with DP and putting themselves at risk, right? High exposure. But for the 18th, there are some spots, and Chef Bob Haney from Heavenly Waffles says if he's in town, he'd like to participate. We got a commitment from both hosts of Teammates Tuesday. So Ashton and Demo have both agreed to go take some hacks and maybe take some teammates to the game as well. Maybe have some other teammates there. But you get fireworks, and it's Walt Disney night, so if you get a chance, be a part of it. Now, if you'd like to be one of the one of the folks who want to go down and see whether you still have what it takes, or to see if you ever had it, because, you know, in some cases, that's also true. Bach, are you in your athletic prime still?
I don't know if I'd go that far. No, I don't know if I ever had an athletic prime. It's hard to compare when there's not much. There wasn't really a high ceiling.
Like it is the thing that you need to do. We all need to do. And I don't know that. Beautiful cardinal outside. I always love it when cardinals show up. Look at that gorgeous full red cardinal. Mm. Oh, I love that so much. Bach, they're here to see one of the two of us.
Well, I'm a Cardinals fan.
One of us has a visitor.
I'm hoping they like
it. Yeah, one of us has a visitor. Yeah, the athletic prime. Like, cousin Kevin Meyer had to go out and take a few strokes. And, of course, you have to reassess. Like, wait a minute. I am not who I thought I once was. And you learn that. But in this 2 hours, in the second hour, I will accept a text line application for taking batting practice next Friday with the Salt Dogs. Now, if you can't make it Friday, don't participate. But if you'd like to go to, maybe you played little league, maybe you played high school ball, college ball. You want to see if you still got it. Maybe you're a softball player who plays, and you want to see if the stroke still crosses over and gets it done. Austin Orman will be the judge. Right, we'll let Bach, Austin, and myself, and then that means that if there's a tie, we'll have a tiebreak. But you can text in and say, I'd like to take BP with DP, and here's why. What do you want to know about yourself? What do you think it's going to look like? 30 swings, how many base hits are you going to get? Go into detail. Bach, if you were there next Friday and we said 30 pitches, how many line drive base hits do you think you'd get in your 30 swings?
Well, we did this once before, so I have done BP with DP.
Yep.
I don't know how many. I think you were probably around 30, and I got one out of the infield. So maybe one.
it's a real thing, right? Like we have to keep saying to people, just understand. It's not easy. I was texted. The complex event is the summer season MMA August 16th at the complex. So if you want to be a part of that, again, you go to the complex. Tommy Arciaga and the folks, the complex Lincoln.com. The complex Lincoln.com. I wanted to make sure I got the website right. So if you want to be a part of it, you can do that. Thomas and Lincoln says, DP, got a question for you. My fiance lives in a very toxic house with her parents and sister, and she's got a kid. What can be done to get her assistance to get her out of the house? I will ask that to the text line. Because that is a unique space, right? That if there's difficulty, getting assistance going through the city, and it depends on what area, you know, Lancaster County has different services, but that would be the initial direction that I would have. But there are certainly places that can direct you. As a matter of fact, we know the folks from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, they have counselors who can kind of direct people to different service centers. I know the Malone Center has resource and personnel that could answer questions for people who are in tough and difficult situations. Maybe to direct that. But if you have information, you're on the text line, you want to give it, please feel free. Feel free to do that. I asked the question, you know, in posting for today's show, you know, pull to Cody Rhodes. Well, what do y'all want to talk about? So, Bach, I'm gonna lead with this because there are four Huskers who are participating in the NBA Summer League. Do you know all four, Bob?
I should off the top of my head. I know Jack McVay's out there. We just got Bryce Williams and Juwan Gary, obviously, to try that out. And then Keisei Tominaga's back.
Right. So Keisei and McVay are with the Pacers over the course of this thing. And I'm kind of sad that I'm not actually in Vegas. Normally I find my way either to Salt Lake or Vegas for the Summer League. And I have done that this year, and I'm really jonesing for it, quite frankly. But you get a chance to see that. Juwan Gary is also there with the Clippers. Bryce will be playing for the Detroit Pistons, and, of course, Keisei and McVay with the Indiana Pacers and Atlanta Hawks, respectively. So if you're looking, those games are on ESPN and all the ESPN apps. So if you have it and you want to track Husker athletes and see how they're doing, not bad.
It's crazy how quick the NBA season turns into Summer League. Because I noticed that the other day, I was like clicking through channels and I saw Lakers versus someone. I was like, what is this, a replay? And then I clicked and I was like, man, they really don't have a break, do they?
To get you right when they get you. Like the captive audience, to get athletes. I mean, think about for these young athletes to go through the draft process, which is a full process through all the workouts and all the interviews and all the stuff that goes on, and then to immediately have a new home and then to be pulled from that process to go to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas. Think about it. You were unemployed 3 weeks ago. You were unemployed. And then all of a sudden you have a boss, but you're not, and you have to go to that town. You have to go meet your boss because you don't know the boss. Like, you don't know the coach. You don't know the owner. You don't know your teammates. And then a bunch of you get together and then you go to Las Vegas or Salt Lake City or both. Again, these are folks. These are young folks. These are folks that don't necessarily know left from right when it comes to NBA play, NBA cities, NBA events, NBA rules, regulations, testing, etc. In my time in Salt Lake City, back then, it was the Rocky Mountain Review. And it was actually the biggest of the summer NBA summer events. So you would have 16 NBA teams in Salt Lake City for the course of 2 weeks. And you would get to see, and of course, this is, you know, Kevin Durant coming in town, Carmelo. you know, you would go through, you'd meet the people, and then you would get, you know, you get your first eyes on outside of the college world into the pro world, and then to see how they dealt with the media, different media than college media. NBA media is different than college media. Different questions, different approach, different reaction and response. And then they are left to handle themselves in Salt Lake City, Utah for the rest of their time there. Now, most teams have assigned coaches and consultants who are there to make sure that no chaos takes place. Nothing ridiculous happens. But of course, it finds its way because these are new millionaires. And the social life in Salt Lake City was firmly wrapped around identifying new millionaires in town. What comes with new millionaires, Bach?
Well, I think some fun. Probably they're going to spend a little bit of money.
If you're not careful, too much fun. And if you're even less careful, some of your money stays in Salt Lake City. And so a big part of it is this, that these college students or these European athletes are placed in Salt Lake City for a nightlife. And the games end. The games usually are noon to 10, depending on when your team plays. And then there are workouts and team practices that happen, right? So their high school gyms and facilities are being used. But then the social life. And to tell you that half the crowd are women. Half the crowd, they're women. And they're shooting their shot. And they are, I'm telling you, the amount of security required at these events to keep this under control. And remember, the security that's hired for all of the nightlife in Salt Lake City is in play because you need people to tell, hey, your new millionaire who's only 19 years old, you might not want to come in here. You might want to stay out of this bar. But it's a part of the process, and they're learning. So, yeah, it's interesting times. And then you move that from Salt Lake City to Las Vegas. What? You mean there's more nightlife in Las Vegas? More distractions? More people? It is a great identifier for programs, for organizations, to see how their young people handle Las Vegas. And it might not be fair, but it's the truth. Like, you want to know if they haven't signed the contract in full, that you need to put things into the contract. Yeah, Miami. Yeah, yep. There are certain spots that are all over. Orlando had a summer league. Boston had a summer league. So there are places, but a lot of it is identifying who your talent is and what boundaries do you need to put in place. Is this a young person that will go study the playbook, rehab his body, get training, etc.? Or is this somebody that's, you know, hey, all my family's here because they've never seen me play pro basketball. Well, that's a big part of it too. If you've got on an NBA Summer League jersey, that's still an NBA Summer League jersey, and you are under contract and agreement with an NBA team to play. And it is the life dream of everybody who plays in the Summer League to make the Summer League. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And then you've noticed that they send second and third year players to the summer league now. And they say, well, it's for them to get resume and tape and for them to get experience. But sometimes, boss, Bach, it's there to have a big brother there who can tell you how to eat, tell you when to sleep, tell you where to go, how to get on the bus, how to dress, when, how to get through warm-ups, etc. In Salt Lake City, they had an issue because, of course, they had the Ace Bailey situation. During the draft, that, you know, there were reports that he didn't want to be drafted by Utah. And then Utah making the news. The Jazz made the news because they actually hired his agent's son to be a consultant during the summer league for the Utah Jazz to have eyes on and hands on Ace Bailey. Except people are like, hey, as the hands raised in the NBA media, is there a conflict of interest here? is that a good decision? And Bob, this is my point when it comes to sports and business makers. They don't always have eyes on their blind spot. They don't always get it right.
We've seen that.
They don't always get it right. Right. They don't always get it right. They go, whoops. We probably messed up. Let's not do that. We probably should remove him. So it's a thing. It's a thing in the league. Bach, let me ask you this. How do you identify villains in sports? Villains.
I think you have to be, obviously the they got to hurt your team or whatever. That's part of it. But obviously, I think they got to be a little bit dastardly, maybe cocky, arrogant, that sort of stuff that makes you, you always kind of think of a guy like, I'd love to have him on my team, but I'd hate to play against him. And those guys make pretty good villains for the rest of the league now that they're playing.
So they have to be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to be good. Villains can't be basic. It can't be somebody that doesn't impact your day existence, the game, et cetera. But it's also the thing that in some cases, the villain becomes a hero. In some cases, like in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, somebody you rooted against becomes a part of your team. As you said, you don't want to play against them, but you're okay with them playing for you. I remember when Deion signed with DC after coming from the Cowboys, I was like, Oh no. What are we supposed to do? How are you supposed to deal with that? The same for Johnny Damon. Johnny Damon bounced teams. There was a run there where Red Sox fans and Yankees fans despised the thought of each other. But then through free agency, some of those villains end up on your team wearing your jersey. And you got to figure out, well, how am I supposed to deal with this? And then hopefully they're good enough. They're good enough to make your team, your franchise, what you root for better. Bach, was there ever somebody who you despised as an opponent, but then they played for your team? So that as a Celtics fan, somebody that you rooted against and then they showed up, Shaq might be a good thought. Maybe a Ray Allen. Somebody that you put daggers in you as a Celtics fan, but then they end up in the jersey.
I'm trying to think about anybody that would be in that category. I've got plenty on the other side of it. Like you mentioned, Johnny Damon, switching over. Kevin Youkilis eventually wore a Yankees uniform. Jacoby Ellsbury made that route. So I kind of have a lot of examples of that. You mentioned Ray Allen, going from Boston to Miami. So I feel like I've got more experience on losing a guy to a team. And it somewhat hurt my fandom. I got to admit it.
You took it personal.
Well,
took it personal.
I mean, Johnny Damon said he'd never play for those guys. I'll never forget the moment because I was listening to my radio. I was about to go sign up for a bank account with my dad, my first bank account. And I was listening to my radio and they said, coming up with next, we'll tell you where Johnny Damon signed. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, and because they tease, it's not the Red Sox. I said, oh man, I really wanted to be a Red Sox for life. But I'm about to figure out who my second favorite team was going to be. Johnny Damon was my favorite player. And so, I mean, that news couldn't have hit me any harder. Then they made him shave his beard and all that. I mean, it was just, that was an experience.
You felt some kind of way. It was a personal attack.
I still do.
You evil, evil bastard. You did this to me. Like, it's a thing. The text line, you guys, it's true. D-Man says, as a Broncos fan, it's Peyton Manning. Hated him with the Colts, and then he becomes a Bronco, and then he wins the Super Bowl. Like, the pain.
I think Steelers fans are trying to figure out how to feel about Aaron Rodgers right now.
Like, in full. Russell Wilson makes people reconsider some things, good and bad, right? Like, oh my God, because now folks are moving around. Ben says, Jim Edmonds as a Cub was weird. Yeah. Jared Allen playing for the Bears from the Vikings. There should be some rules for free agency, right? That let's not go to our neighbor.
Yeah.
Like I always thought when I was younger, the rule was never trade within your division. And that should still apply. But then also, you shouldn't accept free agent money within the division. Like, go outside the division. Go outside of your division and get your money. Like, it made, yeah, J.J. Watt, that was weird. That was weird because he was a Texan. Tom Brady, you're a Bucs fan. You had to say some things about yourself, right? And Patriots fans who all had Tom Brady jerseys. Oh, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? He said, I've got a Bucs jersey for you since you love Tom Brady so much. It is true. Jerry Rice playing for the Raiders.
Mm.
Goat, what were you doing? What were you doing, Goat? Like that, at some point, so I was in D.C. One of my better friends at the time was Gary Clark. And I was running a sports bar that he was part owner in. So we were around each other all the time. As a matter of fact, we would get in his car and drive down to his hometown in Southern Pulaski County, Virginia, go to his mom's house, hang out in town, go to all the spots, right? When his contract was up with the Redskins, he asked me to host the media event to announce his new team. And I prayed on it. I prayed on it. And he signed with the Arizona Cardinals. And I remember him pulling the Cardinals jersey out with his name and number on it. And Bach, I still have the picture. It was a gut punch. Because he wasn't going to be there during the week. He wasn't going to be there on Sundays. We weren't going to have his Gary Clark post-game, dinner party at the bar. And the pain of it, him going to the Cardinals and the Dolphins. And then only close to that was Art Monk, a legendary top three Redskin ever, signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. And seeing him wearing the green and the Jets, him signing with the Jets, I was like, I need a shot. I need a shot. So It was there. Saquon staying in division. But I blame the Giants for that. That was the, right? Like, the villain in that is the Giants, not Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Giants fans would disagree, but.
Well, I mean, talk to your GM and your coach, right? Right? Tim Brown. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was. Cupster says, Wilson Contreras as a Cardinal. Yeah. Yeah. There's weirdness to it all. Brett Favre going to the Vikings.
Mm.
Right. But Brett Favre going to a lot of places. Why did Aaron Rodgers not learn from Brett Favre? Like, don't go and ruin other organizations. Like, don't do that. Yeah. He said Khalil Mack, a Raider fan, says, yeah. Khalil Mack. Yeah. But again, the organization's the villain in that. That's not Khalil Mack's fault. Right? I mean, who should we be blaming?
Well, you always go back to, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating within your organization, but it's always just like, dude, sign with anybody else. Literally, yeah, there's like 30 other teams you could pick from.
But no, there's some daggerism to it.
Yeah,
there is. We'll throw the break. We'll come back. I want to stay here. And then in the 12 o'clock hour, I want to go in a different direction. You can start to load up your texts and your thoughts. But on the villain talk, the greatest villains of all time in sports, the greatest villains, and people have their reason, because I want to get to, right? So we're threading the needle. But I want to get to, who are Nebraska's biggest sports villains? Who are the people that currently, I would easily say that there's no name in sports who rattles Nebraska fans like Deion Sanders. I'm still not sure I understand why, because I don't see the rivalry. He's a Florida State guy. Like, I don't know if he ever played Nebraska.
They did play Nebraska one time, but that wasn't that was not part of it. It's the Colorado thing.
Okay. So we'll get to it. But the biggest villains in sports, Bach, I'll get your list of top three. Text line, feel free to join in as well. Greatly appreciate it. We'll be back to one-on-one.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free, select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.